It's the best, hands down.
It's crystal clear.
I love it. The things you can make are awesome.
No one else has quality epoxy like this.
It's easy to mix.
Tim is such a wealth of knowledge.
It's gotta be iCoat.
Welcome to the Resin Mastery Podcast, exploring iCoat epoxy.
Alrighty, guys. Hi, it's Rachel. Welcome back to Resin Mastery, exploring iCoat epoxy. I am here once again with Ian. How are you doing today, Ian?
Good, Rachel. Other than seeing a few things on the news that get you a little disturbed and praying for, obviously, friends and family who are affected by, you know, especially the wildfires out in California. And health issues. But, you know, other than that, life is great. And it's nice to be able to lean back on some lighter subjects of, you know, how to enhance things with epoxy and have fun with them around the house.
Yeah. And, you know, just to address what you said in the beginning, definitely, I know that those things are going on and it's affecting people out in California right now. And even, you know, illnesses here personally for people we've seen in Arizona. And I don't know about you guys, but just know that if you are dealing with that kind of stuff, you're not alone. And if Correct. You ever want to reach out, you know, you can always reach out to us as well. So just kind of want to offer that. But on the lighter note, we do have a really good subject today. One thing that I really wanted to talk about, how to elevate the items that you already have at home. So basically, you know, we all have our favorite items, but maybe they're not really statement pieces, at least not for other people. To us, you know, it's so important. It has sentimental value, but doesn't everybody want those pieces to kind of pop and look beautiful? And even if they look beautiful to us, just beautiful to other people, right, Ian?
Oh, absolutely. And also you get things as well that may have had their first season, but do we really want to just add them to the local landfill, or is it something you can use as a craft piece, right, to try things out on? And I've got some great stories of where I've taken the resin and outside of its normal use for, you know, either flower preservation or making coasters or tumblers. I'll give you some insights in the things I've used where it has come in beyond helpful.
And I am so excited to hear that, because mine are like a little bit like more vanity projects, if anything. So I was having a hard time thinking about like my personal things that like I could actually make like safer or better. But there are a few things, but the first thing that I wanted to talk about is just the fact that resin and epoxy is extremely versatile. Like you can do almost anything with it that you can think up. You can do that. Like it will work. It's a product that you can work with, but it'll work with you. You know, that's what I really like about it.
I love what you said then. It's a product you can work with, but it will work with you. That's so true. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. That's great. Yeah.
I like it too. And, you know, it's just flat out true. You know, there's not too many things not every product is very versatile. It's typically things are made for one kind of thing. And the thing I love most is being able to do multiple things with one thing. It's like the get it done-er, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And I know.
Definitely epoxy resin's one of those things where you can use it for multiple uses. It can be used, as I say, for crafting. It has a very utilitarian job that it does every now and again. And I mean, I've used, and I'll give you one for example. Here's just a simple one. My kids used to slam the gate all the time. And of course, it would rattle loose the hinge, not the hinge, but the clasp on the gate as it went in.
Yeah.
And I kept trying to tighten up the screw and the screws were getting loose. And I thought to myself, hang on once, I'm just going to mix some epoxy and drip it around that and basically glue that thing on. And since it hasn't moved.
Oh, that's so nice. No more. I hate that noise. I don't think anybody likes the noise of a gate rattling or that the right. gate like closing like that. So no, that's awesome. Cause I feel like that's something that everybody has in their backyard or on the side of their house. And they're like, gosh, if there was only something I could do. So Ian just gave you guys an answer. If any of you are, you know, painfully annoyed with that.
But if you're if you're a homebody like DIY person, I mean, there's a myriad of uses for it. That was just one that came to mind that I remember because it's been very windy here lately as well. So I remember hearing the gate slamming last night and kept thinking, that's right. I stuck the epoxy on there and that clasp just shuts nicely now and I'm not worried about it coming loose anymore. So yeah, you know, little things like that is a goldmine. But Rachel, you have a ton of ideas to talk about. So let's dig into them.
Oh yes. And so, and basically I was thinking for people who are interested in customization and reflecting their personal interests and tastes, like, epoxy is amazing. Personally, I'm one of those people. I love customizing anything. I was always customizing my notebooks in high school and doing whatever I could. I would make collages on them and stuff like that. And it was just really fun to be able to have something that's a reflection of who I am. So I was thinking, like, you know, there's so many surfaces that could, without epoxy, could otherwise be damaged or stained, where you can really, like, they can be fully transformed into a new creation that helps preserve and possibly even childproof that item. I personally don't have children yet, but I am constantly thinking about one day when I do, the kind of things that I love and how they'll be affected because of what I did to my parents as a kid.
Right. You know, the first one that comes to mind is charcuterie boards, right? Because wood is porous. So you can try all you like, but eventually you're going to wear out that wooden board. Now, I'm not talking about a cutting board because you're not going to want to cut on top of epoxy. But for just simple cheeses, meats and things, it is a food safe surface. And that board can be more attractive, it can last longer, and it can be something that, you know, your guests will go, wow, that looks amazing. And you can customize it, like you said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, depending on what you use your cutting board for, like if you're really cutting on it. But like, for instance, I have a cutting board right now that I would like to turn into something like a charcuterie board. And like, so you can still even, you can repurpose items just for a new purpose. But yes, it would not be the best idea to use a knife on the charcuterie board.
A little bit, it's fine. It's not like you're going to cut through it. But if you're cut, and banging away, like you're probably going to end up cutting into the plastic a little bit. Because ultimately that's what dries it. It's a form of plastic. So, but it's a food safe plastic, not like the plastics you get, you know, from the store. It's different.
So how many of you, like, come on. So many of us aren't even children. And I guarantee you there's so many of us who still don't use coasters. And I was thinking, like, who wants a ring on their favorite side table just because of a few minutes of a glass sweating? And I know when I was a kid, I would get craft paint everywhere, like often staining the wood of my arts and crafts table. And also I have this, these are just a few ideas that came to mind, but I have this or a few really special soap dishes that my grandfather gave me. And I was cleaning one off and I chipped it. And it's, you know, it's ceramic. So yeah, could I paint over it? Or yeah, could I technically like take the tiniest bit of clay and try to re-sculpt it? But you can't refire that once it's glazed and everything like that. So I was like, dang, right. Like that's damaged and it's always going to have that chip in it. And that's a real shame. So I was thinking, like, if you had a soap dish or anything, any kind of ceramic that you use, and not necessarily like the tops of plates, because like you would want to probably wash those in your dishwasher and the epoxy wouldn't fare too well in the dishwasher.
I'm not sure though. I think you can actually put it in the dishwasher because it's just straight plastic.
I would have figured that it would yellow a little bit faster. But
you know what? You're right about that because of the heat. Well done. Yes, absolutely. Well, yeah.
So if you just do the wash cycle, maybe.
Right.
But be mindful if you guys do decide to do that, just on the off chance, because you don't want to mess anything up. But I mean, realistically, you could always sand it down and do another coat of epoxy. So that's also one of the versatile uses. But I was just thinking, like, if I took those ceramic little soap dishes and I just dipped them even in just a little thin layer of epoxy, that would be enough to where they'd most likely just kind of bounce off of things, and like the epoxy would take the shock of it. It wouldn't chip because it's not just the outside glaze.
I think it'd make it much stronger. And like you can bling them as well. Let's say you took a simple dish and you wanted to bling it up and make it like your vibe, that's something you can easily do too.
Oh yeah. Like the Christmas one I have, it could use a little glitter. So maybe I'll put some glitter in the epoxy, or like just, you know, sprinkle it on and then do a second coat once the 2 hours passes by that it takes to dry that. And also I was thinking, and this was a really cool thing that I'm definitely going to do. Cause like how many of us have like a wooden spoon or like bowl set, right? That are kind of getting a little dingy. And like you said, you know, like the, like personally for me, I'm kind of a germaphobe, and I think about it oftentimes when I have like my wooden spoons, like the, even just the base of them, I'm like, oh, that's kind of like a breeding ground for bacteria. Like it kind of is a little
bit. Most is porous, right? So the wood's porous, yeah. You get your hands all over it, and yeah, someone else gets their hands on it. Yeah.
Yep, like the oils from your hands too. It's just not as easy to clean. Sometimes they splinter. So I was thinking like if you wanted to, realistically, you could go ahead and just slap a design on there. If you want to actually like elevate the piece, like let's say you want to take some paint pens and draw some vines wrapping around the wooden spoon. Like you could then do that, do your design, dip it in epoxy, and that is going to be something that stays there forever. It's going to look really good. You know, I don't know if some of you guys stick your spoons face down in your little holder next to your oven, like I do, but that's how I do it. And I like to see something pretty when I do that versus just kind of some dingy used wood. I was also thinking, let's see here. Well, and also that would kind of waterproof it too. So it would be easily wipeable. If you're doing stuff in the kitchen with your kids, you wouldn't have to worry about their greasy little fingers soaking into your nice wooden pieces, you know, that are going to stain it a little bit. Cause I've definitely done that, and I'm not even a kid. but I was also thinking another really good idea is like, okay, so how many of you guys have mason jars at home, right? Like, Anne, does your wife or you, do you save like the jars from pasta sauces?
You know, I love saving jars. And I think you've hit on something here, because I know a lot of people who do tumblers, and they put a tumbler on a turner. I think you could do exactly the same thing with a mason jar and make them really pretty.
Yeah, and that just like occurred to me yesterday. I was like, wow, like you could totally dip them, because I use mine for storage. I save every single glass jar that I get from any kind of sauce, whether or like jar of olives or anything, just because, you know, glass, in my opinion, is going to always be better than a Ziploc bag, because that does end up in a landfill. I don't like waste. And glass is nice, you know, it's solid, you can fit things in it. Why not save it instead of just throwing it in the trash to break, right? So yeah, just dip it, do your design if you want, or if you just want to kind of make it a little bit glossier, you know, or maybe have like a less transparent thing, you could even have it be like a little sanded look, whatever you prefer, you can do. Like personally for me, I have a few dried flowers, and I think it would be really cute to just like take a little bit of epoxy, do a thin layer, inlay those, and then that way, you know, do a second coat, maybe a third. And then that way I have these cute little flower jars to hold my beans, my rice, my salt, just all the little things that I don't want to be in plastic anymore.
That would look so pretty. It really would.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's going to be one episode. I'm going to save it, not for this one, but sometime in the future after I create this little prototype of an idea. I have a super cool little invention that me and my mom came up with yesterday. So I'm going to share that in the future after I make it successfully. So definitely tune in for the next few episodes, see if I actually do it anytime soon, guys. But I was also thinking, so I have a list of some things that I think deserve to be elevated in a home, because sometimes we don't always like to look at these things, or we look at them every day and we could just spruce them up. So the first one being garbage cans, and that was one I didn't really think of at first, but then I thought for a second, I was like, you know, garbage cans are kind of boring. Like just the little plastic ones, like the little waste bins in your bathroom, like they're so boring. They make white ones, they make colorful ones, but they don't really make pattern ones unless you're like ordering that on Amazon specifically. And then you have to think of, well, what's the design I can look up? But like, you know, it's a project that you could do like in your kids' bathroom. You could have them draw on it so that it's their drawings, you epoxy that, it's going to be there. And most likely it'll stay there until they're in their 20s. And then they'll be able to look at that and be like, wow, that's so special. Like me and
right,
my mom.
Right, exactly. That's a great idea, especially in the kids' bathrooms. It could be a project you do with them. They make it theirs. And yeah, hey, maybe they even empty it every now and again. Yeah, exactly.
Make it a little bit more fun, you know?
Yeah.
Like I said earlier, the outside of bowls, like stainless steel or wooden bowls, you could just dip them in, do your design. It would be really cute. You can make the set match or you can make each of them different. Just kind of adding that extra pop of color to your kitchen and making the memories that you have while you're cooking in there even cuter.
And you know, you can actually, I've done this before, and I'll give you an idea with it, painting it on. I'll give you this. I had a couple of golf hole flags in the back garden. They sit about maybe 18 inches tall, but they're fiberglass. Mm-hmm. And they're beautiful colors, but the fiberglass, they got worn in the sun to the point where you'd grab them and you'd be like, dang it, my hand's now full of fiberglass. A day or so, and I kept thinking I've either got to throw them away or do something. And I had a little bit of epoxy left over, some countertop epoxy from one of the pieces I was doing. So I decided, why not? I'm going to paint it onto these. So I got an old just chip brush, which is like a dollar or something from Home Depot or Lowe's. And I mixed my epoxy up and I went in there and I just painted these things with epoxy and I just let them dry. I just hung them there, let them dry. I came back the next day when they were dry. And I mean, they're still out there. I didn't have to throw them away. Didn't have to fill a landfill with them.
Yeah.
And they work perfectly and there's no fiberglass. It's a great utilitarian use, but to the point you can use it as paint.
I love that. And you know, that kind of leads into like one of my next ones too. Cause like, okay, I absolutely love that because also I've had fiberglass in my hand and it is itchy. It is painful. It's hot, stingy. It's
not
horrible.
Fun.
Nobody likes that. And that leads me into one of my next little bullet points is kitchen cabinets and doors. Because I was thinking like, okay, first of all, if you want, you can design it. But just for practicality purposes, like it is so much easier to clean and wipe down epoxy products like a countertop. You know, it's way easier than like if you're doing like a tile and grout countertop or even granite, things soak into it. It's really annoying. So if you have like kitchen cabinets that you want to be able to clean very easily, you want to be able to know if they're clean, doors as well. I know like I've seen a lot of houses that I've been to, like my sister's house with my nephew, and there's like, you know, dirt at the base of it. And it's just annoying. And honestly, with the wood grain, it's so hard to like get that out all the way. You have to kind of get on your knees and your hands to scrub it. So just even using it, like you said, with a paintbrush, like you could just seal, you know, your doors, your countertops, things like that, make them glossy, make them look newer. And then on top of that, you have a way easier surface to clean.
Now, one thing to remember is that, remember, epoxy is self-leveling, so you're going to get it running down. Now, I know there is on the icoatproducts.com site a video about wall epoxy where they use it in like in a shower.
Yeah.
You know, and they use it in a shower, and they also use it on a wall just to see how it would work in vertical rather than horizontal.
Okay.
And it's pretty cool. Like, obviously, you're not going to get the evenness that you get out of something that's flat because it will try to self-level, in other words, so it's going to run. But if you paint on a thin enough layer of it, I mean, the things I've done with it like that look actually really cool. And especially if it's something that the choice is either throw it away and spend all the money on it or give it a chance of a second life, then why not? And it's very easy to go in and color first.
Yeah.
Color in first, let that dry, and then epoxy over the top of it as well. But also not just straight epoxy. Again, like we were saying, if you want to bling it up, if you want to put flowers, can you imagine a kitchen with flowers embedded into the cabinets?
It would be so cute. Oh my gosh. Or even, I was thinking like, a lot of people love mosaics, but mosaics are kind of expensive to either buy or have made.
Yep.
Like, I looked into it one time, like somebody coming to my house, like my apartment, because I kind of wanted to do like a mosaic on my door. And one of my friends does that as a job. And they were like, oh yeah, you have to buy all these little separate pieces of tile. And then you have to have usually somebody else do it just to make sure that it's all stable and everything like that. But if you had epoxy, realistically, you could just kind of stick, it doesn't even have to be actual tile. It could be anything, you know, it could be pieces of paper that right. you pick or something like that.
And photos, then, anything like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And exactly. I love that. Also, if you really want to get into the handiwork too on the doors and making sure, since it is like self-leveling in the cabinets, if you really want to do it, you could also unscrew the bolt, you know, the hinges, and take it, lay it flat if you want to be even more careful with it. But obviously, yeah, for like walls and stuff, definitely go check out that video. I would just check it out anyways, because that'll be helpful just for the, you know, a better understanding of how epoxy kind of settles and moves around and everything.
Exactly.
A little bit better than what I know personally. I know a little bit, or kind of a lot of it, but not, I'm no professional. So
now you had on your list as well, tables and basically retrofitting tables, especially if they're wood. I've seen a couple of really cool things where they do a penny mm-hmm. table.
Where oh,
they
put yeah.
pennies all over a table and then they epoxy over the top of it. That looks really, really cool because the way they settle's fantastic. And then, you know, again, when you've
shiny.
Got older pieces of furniture where the option is throw them away because they're getting beaten up, this is a way to give them a second life and maybe, you know, give yourself another couple of years with something kind of cool that you've got kicking yeah. around. It's just so much fun to go out there and just try and be artistic with this.
Yeah, I with the retrofitted replaceable tabletops too, I was thinking how easy would it be to trace, you know, like with a piece of cardboard, trace whatever the table shape is. You go to Home Depot, you get just thin little board, right? Just thin pieces of board. You know, you can either have them do it there or you can do it at home if you have the tools to do it. Realistically, what you could do, and this is like the idea I had because I'm a seasonal kind of person. I like to have summer, winter, or summer, fall, winter, spring like items and even like holiday things. So if you really wanted to, you could cut out pieces, you could do a design for each season, and then it fits to that table. So whenever that season comes around, you can take that one off, you can put a new one on, and it's basically just kind of like having a tablecloth, except it's elevated, and it's something unique, it's something you made yourself, and it's something that you can look forward to. You're like, ooh, I'm excited for when that thing comes out, you know, and yep. it's not just the same old table, and it protects it in the process, just making it look cute too. So I love that one.
The options are, you know, it's crazy once you dig into your artistic self and start thinking of all the things you can do now. Obviously, you don't want to go pouring it everywhere, but the uses of it are beyond just the commercial aspect of it, or as we're saying, like the high artistic aspects. You know, there's mm-hmm. there's a lot of cool things you do, especially like we've talked about many times, coasters. You know, the yeah. coasters are absolutely fantastic way of preserving memories, making something that looks really beautiful, you know, maybe adding a few flowers into there. You know, if you're a mm-hmm. musician, you could put guitar picks and different things into one that's like, wow, okay, that just sort of is pointing to the fact that you're a musician. So there's yeah. so many things you can actually do, and it's just so cool.
So many. Yeah, I actually was scrolling through Instagram and I saw some dude who was taking pine cones and splitting them. And then like with that, he'd split them into like four pieces. And then he was pretty big pine cones too. So I don't know where he is, because Arizona, at least in the valley, we don't have big pine cones out here. They're usually typically kind of small because of the weather. I think it's too right. hot. But he must have been somewhere like pretty cold in the winters. And he just literally dipped those in epoxy. He colored them and they were tiny little coasters, but it was pine cones. And I was like, that's so cute. Like, especially if you have a cabin or something, or
yeah.
or if you just like the forest, you know, akin to something that you're interested in. And yeah, just overall, the customization and the durability, all of those things in mind, like go into having and or using epoxies. And realistically, it's just an easy tool that you can use, and really anybody can use iCoat epoxy. It's really not too much of a learning curve. You just have to know a few little safety details here and there, the ways to get it off of things like your hands, and that's it. And that's just lotion. You know, it's not even a big deal. So
no, it's not. It's safe and a lot of fun. So yeah, for great thoughts, Rachel. That gives me food for thought with some of the things now I want to actually go and do.
Well, good. I'm glad. That's exactly what the whole point of this show is. Light a fire in people's hearts and inspire them to do something that is going to fill them with joy, as well as empower them to really take ownership of their creativity and to actually act on that. Because I think so many people have wonderful ideas, but it just falls to the wayside, you know, because with this economy, not everything is cheap and they feel like they don't have enough time. Personally, I get caught up in that mindset a lot. But, you know, if you can just take what, like 2 to 4 hours out of your week, you could do a weekly project if you wanted
exactly.
to. And I know that you don't even have to do it with
other people, right? Yeah, do it with friends, exactly. Do it with the kids, and it should be so much fun.
Yeah, throw a party or something, you know?
Okay, so until next time, Rachel, that's a great episode and some great thoughts then.
Well, yes, thank you so much, Ian, and thank you guys for tuning in. I can't wait to be on the next episode, and I hope that you all stay safe and, you know, come up with some creative ideas.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. Until next time, guys, take care.
Bye.